Michael Williams of A Continuous Lean has been the first of many things. Menswear blogs, Americana, the raw denim revolution, you name it. And now the great evolution to newsletters. While there have been many blogs and mailing lists, few have been able to speak the way A Continuous Lean has. I can never put my finger on it, but I always love it. It's relatable, it's honest, it's informative, and it's always surprising. Michael came back on the pod to discuss his evolution to newsletters, the future of menswear, the demise of Brooks Brothers, and why he's still excited about New York City. It's Blammo Extra, and everyone's favorite Michael Williams is back. Well, I mean, it's funny because you are like a huge reason why the show kept going. Is because I think when I first did this, you were one of the few people that humored me when I kind of begged and pleaded, like, please come on my little podcast that I'm trying to do.
First of all, no one has ever begged me to go on to anything.
Well,
I'm not that important, but yeah, I mean, I think when we, you know, when I heard the first, just like our conversation and just how well it turned out. And then, you know, the first season of the podcast that you did, you have a really nice way about doing these interviews. There's like a natural curiosity. I think like even when you were doing it, there was no stakes, right? Mm. Very, you know, it's like, you're just starting out, putting your flag in the ground, probably weren't sure how many people are listening. I remember that day very vividly. You came very prepared. You were like super
I had notes.
Yeah. I feel like you did research. I got feedback from like a reader the other day that said I actually asked for all this feedback in this survey, and someone said like you should interview all these, you know, a bunch of people like outside of fashion, you know, or what, or sort of my purview, my little view of the world.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I just don't know anything about these people, and they're like, just do research, you know, you'll be fine.
My question to that, to whomever asked, like, but are you into that? Because I think it's funny because you've been through every single stage of different forms of personal journalism, into which it's like the personal brand journalism. You've been like the big brand journalism, and you know, right now, it feels like we're kind of converging back towards like micro communities and doing things like Substack, but there's maybe like five or six people who I would look to for fun, cool things to improve my life and make me interested in things I didn't know I was interested in. And you are like the top of that list.
Thank you for saying that. You know, I think it's, I don't know. I think my stuff is relevant to me, and all this stuff is like, you know, everything I've ever done, it's, you do get comments, or I don't know, you build a following, you see there's like views or whatever metric you want to like attach to it, but you never know. It's like mostly done in a vacuum, right? So you never know like if people are just being nice to you, or if, you know, it's like you kind of don't know like how these things hit. And, you know, I think that's like I think going through all of this, the one thing I've really learned is like, it's like you have to, and I'm bad at taking criticism just in general as like me as a person, right? I think that's something like I always have to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people, you know, you end up getting a lot of external abuse, and it makes you really have to be tough about taking criticism, and, you know, you're putting your work out in the world and you're doing the same thing. Anytime you do that, you're really opening yourself up to a lot of vulnerabilities, right, with people. And
I
think everyone's got an opinion, and I think it's hard to get through that. It's hard to be passionate about something and then have people come back at you, you know, negatively. And not that it's all negative, but it happens, you know. And I think for me, it's like it's been like a wax and a wane of all those little, you know, of
good Jake Gallagher callback there.
I have to send him a check every time I say that. Only the real heads will like know that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a wax and a wane.
I think you go through like the, you know, all the good and the bad and all of it. And, you know, I think if you look at the five other people you probably would want to take advice from, they're all probably highly successful. And then, you know, I've got a fledgling Substack.
And so this is the best part about you. And I've shared this with other folks. you're kind of the everyman in the best possible way. And you, I mean, you wear that on your sleeve, or you're like, I'm from the Midwest. I love, you know, nice quality, you know, American things, like the, you know, you made the American list, all of that stuff. And I think you become a bit of this lightning rod for the industry, because everyone's like, well, man, like, you know, it's, he's just a regular guy, and look, he's doing it. He's not this elitist dude. And then they'll come at you with whatever feedback, comments, whatever you want to say. But my response to those other people are always like, yeah, but you didn't do it. You didn't do it. And you, and here you are getting upset about this, but like, go make your own blog, you know, go make your own, go have your own point of view, go have your own perspective. Like, I love that you're talking to me about toilets and you're talking about handmade shoes within what, 5 sentences of each other or something. I mean, it's so that's always my 2 cents back to some of those folks where it's like, please start a podcast, please start a blog, please start a Substack, and God bless you and continuing to dive deeper into the wonderful micro communities of clothes and menswear. But like, don't like get off my lawn. Like, don't be mean here.
It's, you know, I think it's easy to criticize. It's like, I don't know. It's like a fan of anything else or like an observer of anything, right? It's, I think it's easier to be back, like 50 feet back and look at something and criticize it as opposed to, you know, doing it every day. You know, I think like to create something even marginally followed is incredibly difficult. Like, look how much noise is in the universe in terms of, I mean, just look at newsletters, right? It's like, it's incredibly complicated and you know, there's so much noise out there. And, but I was just thinking, like, when I started this thing, I was like, I just don't see where's the one for me, you know? Mm. I just like always end up back at that, like, if someone was doing it, then I would probably be reading it and not writing it, you know? Yeah. I wish someone was like doing my thing for me, you know?
Yeah.
Not to say that, like, I just, I think my mix of, you know, going back to like, if I write a story about Uncrustables and electronic Japanese toilets, I think that's a, you know, that Venn diagram is hard to replicate, or either like there's something wrong with me, or I'm the only person in the world that shares these set of interests, you know? So,
yeah. Well, so on the Substack, we'll like kind of jump right to it, because ACL existed. Everyone knows like when it first started and how it grew and grew. And then all of a sudden, I mean, you told people about this, but like you kind of just put the pause button on the website and then have slowly reemerged as like a short and long form newsletter.
Yeah, I don't know. I set this thing. Well, I stopped writing the site. I, you know, it's hard to write a blog every day, you know, like Joanna Goddard or, you know,
Cup
some of
Joe.
These people that, yeah, Cup of Joe, like people that have like maintained that and done it consistently, you know, over a decade. It's, you know, that is like one of the hardest things in the world to do, and good for them. I got to a point where I just didn't like what was happening in the space, right? Like in menswear, it's not that it like wasn't, you know, all
what was happening that you didn't like.
I just think it became like, I don't know, there's like a parallel, but I don't know if it's all that good. This is like, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Go for
it. New York City got really expensive and it became a lot less creative, and it just became like a sort of circular universe of like expensive things and CPG startup things. And to me, like that, at that point I was like, I don't want anything to do with this New York City. Mm. And I think the New York City, you know, going forward, I think what all the bad things that are happening to New York are going to make it really great for young people in 2 years. You know, I think it's going to become a lot less expensive. It's going to become a lot more creative. I think all the creativity, or a lot of it, in New York City was really squashed by like the super high rents. And in menswear, I think just got like super frivolous and super fast based on Instagram. And to me, it was like, it wasn't creative, or it just, I don't know, like either I didn't like it or it was bad, but you know, everyone's got an opinion on that. So that's just my take on it. So I didn't like it. And I'm like, look, I don't want to be a part of it. And I was kind of like that with New York, and I was like, I'm getting out of New York. I don't want to write about this stuff anymore. Even the stuff that I was like super into, denim and, Americana and workwear and boots and all that shit. Like, people had taken that stuff so far that I didn't want any part of that either, you know? So I just felt like I'm kind of in no man's land. I'm just going to stop. And then at a certain point, I don't know, I got mad about the PPE stuff, like that we can't make a mask in America. It's just pathetic.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And that kind of like, that just like pulled me back in. And then, I don't know, David Coggins like actually said to me, he's like, you should just write about whatever you want, you know, like whatever you feel. And people like, I think, are interested in your lens and sort of how you see the world. And to me, it's been very liberating because I can just be more honest and open. I feel like I'm not sort of tethered to brands or advertisers, or I don't need to fucking play any games. Sorry, am I allowed to swear?
You're fine. You can say whatever you want.
Is your mom listening?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to play any games, you know? So to me, it's like, if I do the newsletter and there's, you know, paying subscribers and I'm just writing for them, then it's very straightforward value proposition, you know? And I know they're there for a reason and not by accident.
Want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode and tons more exclusive pods, from the return of Sid Mashburn, Michael Hill of Drake's, and more. You also get access to our private members-only Slack group where we chat about menswear and a bit of everything. Visit patreon.com/blammo and we'll see you there.